Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Next week is July 4th, and while the weather will get very hot, many people will take the opportunity to get outside during the holiday. That could mean hitting a local trail, going out for a fishing trip, or going camping. And soon, there will be a new place in Placer County to enjoy the outdoors. In late May, the Placer Land Trust, in partnership with the Trust for Public Land, announced that they are acquiring over 1,500 acres of land in the Sierra Nevada foothills along the North Fork American River. And with the land comes the opportunity for new recreational activities as well as environmental conservation. Joining us now to talk about how this purchase came to be are Jeff Darlington, Executive Director of the Placer Land Trust, and Heidi Krolik, Conservation Director with the Trust for Public Land. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much. Jeff, can you start us off by talking about the mission of the Placer Land Trust and how much land it's currently preserving?
Yeah, absolutely. Placer Land Trust was established in 1991 to work with willing landowners and conservation partners to protect land in Placer County, both for current generations and for future generations. We are a nonprofit based here in Placer County, and we to date have worked with around 75 landowners to protect around 20,000 acres. That land is permanently protected. So, not only our generation, but future generations will get to enjoy that.
Jeff, thank you for letting us know about that. Heidi, your organization has a similar name. So what is the Trust for Public Land, and how do you work with the Placer Land Trust?
Yes. So the Trust for Public Land, we are a national nonprofit that works to really connect everyone to the benefits and joys of the outdoors. We work with a number of partners, so we don't ever do our work in isolation. We're working with partners, whether they're community organizations or local land trusts like Jeff's organization, Placer Land Trust. And we really work to create parks and protect public lands where they're needed most. And we've been around since 1972, so just over 50 years. And to date, we've protected over 4 million acres of public land and also secured about $94 billion in public funding for both parks and public lands. So the partnership with Placer Land Trust is super special, and we really get to build off of each other's strengths to accomplish really great things like the property we're talking about today.
Well, we want to learn more about that property. So, Jeff, tell us about these 1,500 acres in Placer County. You know, what do they look like? How long has this project, this acquisition, been in the works?
Sure. I was hired 22 years ago as the first staff person for Placer Land Trust. And I remember walking into my office the first day on the job, barely knew what a land trust was, spring of 2002. And I had a tiny one room, within a larger office of other businesses above a restaurant in Old Town Auburn. And on my desk, there was a computer, a phone, and a fax machine. And next to, so that dates it. So next to the fax machine was, I think there was like three or four or five manila folders. And one of them said Calorama, and that is the name of a 97-unit subdivision that was going to go in on this property. And my board of directors told me about it and said, hey, at some point we'd like to see if we can protect this land. And, instead of 97 people getting to enjoy this 1,500 acres, maybe everybody can. And so that's kind of sort of the history of where we started. We have tried, this is our third time's a charm attempt. We took a bit of a run at this in 2010 and 2015. We just didn't have the funding to do the deal. And so working with TPL, Trust for Public Land, and the landowners, I really want to give a shout out to the landowners for being patient and working with us. We were able to make this happen this year.
Heidi, this is a really large chunk of property to preserve all at once. I'm wondering if you can tell me about the benefits of doing that. both in Placer County and beyond. And I'm wondering if you can also address the issue of, you know, housing in California. You know, certainly for decades we've struggled with a housing shortage, an affordable housing shortage. I understand there was some development planned along this area, but your group looks to preserve it. How do you sort of like straddle the tensions of preserving, but also acknowledging that California does need to build housing somewhere?
Great questions, Chris. Maybe I'll start with the first, your first question in terms of, you know, connectivity and, you know, the size of the property is extremely significant, you know, at over 1,500 acres. And this is really one of the last, you know, sort of privately held tracts of land adjacent to the North Fork of the American River. So certainly a high priority for acquisition and protection. The property itself is really unique. We think about, you know, not just the water or the land, but we think about them together as sort of the watershed. And then, you know, the North Fork of the American River is really it's a special place. The watershed originates right up in Placer County, up in the Tahoe National Forest. It's a wild and scenic reach, the upper reach, and the lower reach is managed by Bureau of Land Management. So when we think about sort of consistency of ownership and management, the bulk of the lands here are indeed federally owned. So by transferring this property to BLM, it helps from a, you know, connectivity of management and access standpoint, which is really important. Critical water supply. So when we think about connections and connectivity, this is protecting a scenic corridor. So the scenic views, highly utilized area from a recreational standpoint. You get kayakers and boaters. Auburn State Recreation Area, which this abuts, is, you know, really popular for hiking, whitewater rafting, gold panning, picnicking, all sorts of activities. It's, you know, close to 1 million visitors a year land in this spot. So we think about kind of the big picture, right, and connectivity, how the protection of this particular property fits in with the larger landscape, and also thinking about things like wildlife migration, right, and connectivity. As Jeff mentioned, yes, there was back in, I believe it was about 2008, a residential development proposed here. You know, and I think the way that we think about conservation and housing, which is a great question that you raise, is it's certainly a balance, right? You know, I think more and more we're facing here in California in particular, the sort of the catastrophic effects of a warming climate, things like wildfire, you know, water security. And so really thinking about how do we blend conservation? How do we ensure that appropriate housing is happening in locations where it makes sense? You know, and that conservation can occur in areas that, where, you know, where it's a good fit. And I would say in this area, it's a really significant from a water standpoint, from a wildlife standpoint, and also, you know, from a fire risk standpoint. So, you know, introducing 97 homes along the ridgetop certainly brings with it, you know, a lot of access and use and, you know, potential risk from a fire standpoint.
Sure. And in California and the foothills and the mountains, of course, that fire risk is very high. Jeff, give us a little bit of an audio tour. Tell us what would we see at this particular property? And also, you know, we mentioned in our introduction, of course, the holiday is coming up, July 4th. People are going to be getting out. Is this a place where people could actually come and explore the property next week?
Sure. In part, well, first, let me just say I was out on the river a couple weeks ago. I rafted about a 2-mile stretch ending at Lake Clementine. And so I was able to raft through the property and see it from the river in its entirety. And it's magnificent. There, you know, you're going through a pretty deep forested canyon, black oaks, ponderosa pines. You got lots of fish in the river, lots of critters along the river, and it's just gorgeous. And it stays beautiful and cool throughout the summer. The property is accessible via Forest Hill Road. You can get down to it in a couple places at the bottom and the top of Lake Clementine. There's a rope to go down to the beach there on the lake. And in the future, the BLM, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, who now owns and will be managing the property, They'll go through a public process to add additional trailhead and trail access as well from the Applegate side near closer to Interstate 80.
In our last couple minutes, Heidi, with this project done, we're wondering, are you planning any more acquisitions in the future?
Ooh, that's a great question. Love that question. We always have a lot of projects sort of in the pipeline that we're exploring that are, you know, sort of varying stages of progress. I would say for Trust for Public Land, one of our upcoming projects that we're hoping to close on at the end of the summer, early fall, is just up the I-80 corridor. We're calling it just the Pines to Mines transaction. So this is a trail corridor that will connect the town of Truckee to Nevada City, so nearly 80 miles. And Trust for Public Land is working with a number of local land trusts and trail partners to protect about 3,500 acres that's going to essentially fill in the gap and allow for this trail connection, the preferred trail connection, to happen. So stay tuned for that. There's going to be, you know, more opportunities for public access to come, and we're really, really excited about what's possible.
Well, we will stay in touch for updates as you look at new properties, and perhaps there will be additional news down the road that you can update us on. Jeff, Heidi, thank you very much for joining us on Insight.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, Chris, wonderful to be with you. Appreciate your time.
Jeff Darlington is the executive director of the Placer Land Trust, and Heidi Krolik is the conservation director for the Trust for Public Land. We've been discussing their new acquisition of more than 1,500 acres in Placer County along the North Fork American River. The Placer Land Trust is a financial supporter of Cap Radio. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.